Ugh! Iron wagon come, bring 'em smog where deer and antelope play. Bright traffic cop in sky say, stop 'em wagon.
Hi, I'm Mike D, and I think Rufus Roughcutt is going to win.
I'm Mike Riley, and I'm sticking with the Anthill Mob again.
And this is Daryl, and I'm going with the Army Surplus Special, or ASS.
The ASS. And that's because this is the third episode of Wacky Metrics, our analysis of the popular Wacky Races television show in podcast form. Today's episode 3, Y-O-Y Wyoming. Air date, September 21st, 1968.
Interesting note, that's also what everyone who's ever been to Wyoming has said about Wyoming.
I've been to Wyoming, and it's a very pretty state.
You know what? You can just leave right now if you want.
Yeah, you've been to Nevada, the site of the previous episode, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You've been taking the Wacky Races grand tour.
I am living the Wacky Race life here.
Wow. I'm glad you could admit it.
Yeah.
So the first two episodes, they kind of had some semblance of a map telling us they were going from one place to another place. They didn't bother with that in this episode.
Yeah.
Something had to hit the editing floor today, and it was that.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping, get some, cool, interesting, Wyoming-based landmarks, but no, just,
It's just basically, in the previous episode, it was all about the ghosts, and this one, it's all about Big Chief Crazy Buffalo.
Yeah. the racist attack on Indians.
Yes. The whole episode is just rife with things to talk about. It starts out with Peter Perfect in his phallic mobile, or whatever he calls it.
I think it's called, the phallic mobile.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm sure.
The Falmo.
Peter Perfect is on the tail of the Slag Bros, and one of the Slag Bros happens to fall out of the back of the car. And
he's running. He's running for his life.
Oh, he better be too, because Peter Perfect's phallus is right on his ass.
Yeah,
I mean ASS. I mean Army Surplus Special.
Yeah, if he was in a car, it would say he's crawling up his ass. But since he's just a slag brother, is he a human? Just regular old caveman,
prehistoric
running,
human.
Yeah, he's definitely a human progenitor.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the missing link.
Yes, Slag Bros are the missing link.
In case you were wondering.
There should be a video game about the Slag Bros.
Maybe there is.
Super Slag Bros.
It would involve a lot of hitting people with mallets.
I think those are cudgels.
Cudgels.
They're not mallets. They're just wooden clubs.
Yes, wooden caveman clubs. Yes.
So just about everything in this episode involves the discovery of new character, Big Chief Crazy Buffalo. With a couple exceptions. There's also Dick Dastardly's broom missile.
Yeah, he's got a rocket, and on the back of it is a broom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rocket's really, it's pretty well made, but it's put together on this really, really flimsy wooden.
Yeah, he didn't order it from Acme like his spiritual predecessor, Wile E. Coyote. He built this.
Yeah, it did look like there was some duct tape in random places, though.
He's a real DIY kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah, he gets it done, though.
He does get it done.
Yeah.
Dastardly. Or he just makes Muttley do most of it. I mean, Muttley seems to be the arms and the strength of this operation.
Yeah, yeah.
Dick is the ideas man.
Yeah, he's the idea guy.
And he's a people person.
He's also the face, man.
Yeah, he is the people person. That's true.
Well, he is the person.
Yeah.
Other than the being the person.
Yeah, because as this episode,
and he can talk.
As this episode showed, we sometimes forget that Muttley is a dog.
Yeah.
And in this episode, he starts barking at Dick Dastardly.
He was growling.
Yeah.
Dick went too far in his browbeating of Muttley once.
Yeah. And
Muttley went from snickering to growling.
Yeah. Fierce, Cujo style.
This is no rassin frassin.
This was
Cujo style.
Bark, bark, bark. I'm going to bite you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just like that, too.
Yes.
So after Dick's plan to shoot them all with a broom missile doesn't work because of the classic, fire when I say now. No, not that time.
Yeah.
Too late. They get hit by their own missile. Then after that, Big Chief Crazy Buffalo shows up wearing the Flintstones Water Buffalo hat.
Yeah.
And says, ugh, iron wagon.
No.
Great traffic cop in sky. Stop 'em wagons.
Stop 'em iron wagons.
Stop 'em. Yeah, everything had on the back end of it or some other racist.
I think by 1968, this depiction of an Indian was kind of self-aware.
Yeah.
You think so?
Well, yeah.
This would be the most popular episode among owners of the the Redskins. This is the kind of thing they would enjoy.
The funny part is when Dick Dastardly is way, way ahead of everybody else, as usual, and he encounters the Indian first, and Indian says, "Hi, this crazy buffalo territory." And Dick says, how you been, Craze Baby?
Craze Baby.
Glad to see
you. Yeah. You know, because they had so many interactions up to this point.
So this presents Dick Dastardly as kind of a different kind of villain. Now he's like your sleazy Hollywood executive or something.
Yeah, like if they were to make a modern-day movie of this, Vince Vaughn would play Dick Dastardly.
Craze Baby, you're
come
beautiful.
On, baby.
You're beautiful.
Beautiful
come
babies.
On.
That's a great idea.
Who's nutty enough to do a thing like that?
Me, Chief Crazy Buffalo. Any questions?
Yeah. How you been, Craze Baby? I've been looking for you. I come to warn you. Many iron wagons come.
Uh-oh. He putting me on with forked tongue. Knife and spoon, even.
So Dick Dastardly gives the bad news to Crazy Buffalo that there is a quote-unquote locust storm of iron wagons headed his way.
Locust storm.
Yeah, so Dick has one other plan. It's to create the phony train tracks between two bushes and then create a railroad crossing sign so everyone stops at the railroad crossing. Guess what happens? A real train comes out of nowhere and runs him over.
Yeah, and he turns into the flat pancake Dick Dastardly like normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very similar to the previous episode where he set up a phony landscape and somehow a bus drove out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, where he really also turned into a flat pancake.
He's really good at just laying down land and watching things come out of that.
Yeah, all these episodes seem to take place in basically a desert landscape, so he is Wile E. Coyote.
Yes.
Except he is not a dog-like creature. They have divided the character into two, the dog-like Mudley and the evil genius who always gets screwed up by everything, Dick Dastardly.
Yeah, which is actually pretty true because... You know, Wile E. Coyote did all the heavy lifting and the thinking, and in this one, it's half of each.
Yeah, so then they end up in a treacherous fog bank. I don't think that part of the plot really went anywhere.
I don't really know why.
I think it was just like a plot hole. They're like, we need to wrap this up, fog.
And this is the third of three episodes in which the finish was determined by a photo finish. It's incredibly close, these races. It's incredibly close.
Yes. Super wacky, super close.
Always close.
Yeah, so the winner was actually the car that was shot with a water pistol by somebody and turned into a giant ice cube.
Yeah, I think it was Professor Pat.
We still don't know where he teaches. But so the Creepy Coop was turned into an ice cube. It ended up finishing first, so maybe that's an advantage, apparently.
Yeah, I think my theory is that, like, because it was just like a frozen block of ice, it couldn't do anything crazy and dumb, so it just went straight, and that's how you win.
Because that's pretty much
what Dastardly does, and he always is in the beginning. He just stops to do some, you know, maniacal plan where he's going to drop boulders or...
He'll figure out they should just keep going one of these days.
Yeah, it's almost it's like the slow and steady wins the race is pretty much the get-to with this.
Yes.
But. Oh, yeah.
All right. So what's the wackiness? What's your favorite wacky spot?
Okay. I think the wackiest moment was the invocation of the name Craze Baby as a nickname for Big Chief Crazy Buffalo. But there was also the part when Pat Pending decided to go faster by burrowing through the desert.
By turning his car into a drill.
Yeah, he was like a mole person car. Yeah.
In episode one, he went faster than all the cars by turning into a hot air balloon. This is even less plausible.
Yes. I mean, you know, like wind resistance is one thing. All of the ground is one another.
Earth resistance.
Yes, burrowing through Albuquerque.
Yeah. What do you got, Daryl? What's wacky?
Well, I have two wackiest moments. I think the first wacky moment, when Chief Crazy Buffalo is looking out at the iron wagons that are encroaching on his land, then the iron wagons proceed to run over him. I feel like that's just like the perfect metaphor for like manifest destiny.
Yeah, right.
Just like, oh, God.
Right.
As far as an actual wacky moment that's not sad. I think the gruesome twosome's tire repair scene where they blow a tire and then a snake just comes out of the back of the Transylvania-style mansion and just like
That's their jet propulsion fire-breathing dragon guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of stuff in there. But you know.
Yeah, the snake tire was, I had that written down too, was a wacky moment. And then I had two others as well to pop on that.
Do you have the moment when Mutley insisted on his belly being rubbed?
I do not.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because that's just normal dog. But when the Slag Bros fell into the giant canyon, they get to the bottom and their car is broken, but they find another rock and they just start pounding it with their clubs, and then it's a car. So they turned
with, like,
a normal
logo
rock
and
into
number
a car.
And everything.
That's how they repair. That's how they
it was painted and everything. And then my other wacky favorite moment is when the Anthill Mob got cut in half by the log jammer guys. I forget their name.
Buzzsaw. But,
the logjammers.
The logjammer guys. And then in order to fix the car, they just zippered it back together. Yeah. And that solved all the problems.
Yep.
Engine, that's all you need. Just zip it together and half an engine becomes a whole engine.
Yeah. So that leads me into the catchphrases, because at that point, Clyde addressed the rest of the Anto mob as "you mugs." He usually does that once per
mugs.
Episode. We also had 7 Snickers from Muttley. He snickered 7 into 7 separate times.
It was a very snickering off.
Dastardly yes. only said "drat" once. Penelope Pitstop never said "lil ol," unfortunately.
Yeah, she wasn't really in this episode.
Yeah, a lot of people weren't in this episode. Mostly,
that's true.
You know, this is very dick heavy.
Yeah,
very dastardly.
Dastardly dick heavy.
Everything involved either him or the Slag brothers.
Yeah,
or the actual dick in the form of Peter Perfect's car.
Yeah, he needs to stop toe-gating with that thing.
Yeah.
Yes. So, winning Creepy Coop, 2, Slag Brothers, 3, Arkansas Chuggerbug. So, the Creepy Coop was 2nd last time, and they're 1st this time, so I guess we should keep picking them to win until proved otherwise.
I think the Army Surplus Special didn't say a word.
Yeah, and Hill Mob got cut in half, and that was about it.
Yeah, so. There's just too many characters in this show.
Yeah.
Some episodes just have to ignore them completely. It's like Game of Thrones.
All right.
Yep.
Well. And on that note... And we'll see you next time.
On Wacky Thrones.
Wacky Thrones. Take care.
Hurry up, Muttley. Faster. Faster with those sticks. Can't you do anything right? Hurry up, dum-dum. Okay, down, boy. Nice doggy. I was only fooling, pal.